Let's talk some special teams. Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Spadaro. We welcome you inside the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, joined by special teams coordinator Dave Phipp. And we are in the, I guess, the instructional phase of the coaching profession now, where you really can teach guys the basics, right?
Yeah, it's a great time of year for us. I love this time of year. You're not worried about games right now. You're worried about making players better, teach them fundamentals and techniques that help them play the game of football. And really, in the special teams world, it helps them win their one-on-one matchups.
So what are the basics of a Dave Phipp special teams? What do we want to see come September? What do you want to accomplish?
We want to be sound schematically and with our techniques and fundamentals. We want to be smart with how we play the game. And then we want to be relentless and play the game with a passion. And we want to make an impact on the football game and help our football team win the game.
Do you think you can teach a player who's been a star his whole career to give it up for special teams? Or do you think that comes from them understanding that's their role on a 53-man roster?
I think it goes both ways. I think, part of it's the player and part of it's the coach. I think it's having a mutual respect for each other, for the position, the role, what you're asking them to do, what the player's doing. And I think, there's ways to help get it out of players. But I think it ultimately comes down to respect.
You know, it's interesting, Dave, with these new rules, with the training camp, the way it's run. I mean, back in the old days, you could have practices, a lot of them devoted to special teams in pads. Let's go at it, man. Let's see who's physical. And now that's kind of been taken away from you. So it really puts more of a premium, I guess, on special teams this time and then also preseason games.
Yeah, like I say, honestly, I love it. I love this time of year. Yeah. I think what the CBA has done and, some of the rules, I mean, you could look at it like it takes some of the things away from you, but you also have a great opportunity to still teach a bunch of things. And really, it puts more focus on other things. So taking the physical play out of it, you have a chance to focus on footwork and techniques and some of the finer points that you might not spend time focusing on if pads were on. So to me, I try to look at the positives of it and turn bad into good.
Tell Eagles fans what you think you might know about the special teams at this point.
I know it's a great group of guys to work with. They've been outstanding. I'm excited to be here, thrilled to death. Coach Kelly does an extremely good job making special teams important. It's an important part of our practice out there. He spends a lot of time with it. He's been in every single special teams meeting in the meeting rooms. So he's heavily involved and puts a big emphasis on it. The players have been outstanding. Their reception to what we've been doing has been great. They're a great group of guys. I love being around them every day, and I'm thrilled to death to be a part of it.
Well, we know a little bit. I mean, we know that Alex Henry, for 2 years in the league here, has been very consistent. Leg looks like it's gotten stronger, at least his first 2 years. What do you make of Alex early in his career, earlier time with him?
Alex is solid. He's a great person. I'll start with that. I think that's a big part of it. He's as solid as the day is long. He's steady. He comes to work every day. He's the exact same guy every day. And you're looking for that in a kicker, somebody who's really consistent, the way not only he goes about his job on the field, but also off the field. And those things are congruent for him. He's a great person to be around. He's professional at his craft. He's really serious about it, and he's very good at it.
Have you seen him upset? Do you ever try to play a game with him where you try to get him? He's so unflappable. Where you try to see if you can break him?
No, I don't necessarily think you're trying to break him. He's got tremendous poise, confidence in his ability. He practices hard and does a great job.
At punter, Eagles go out in free agency and sign a veteran, Donnie Jones. And I got to tell you, Coach, the couple of times that I've been out to practice, what hang time. I mean, he seems like he kicks it. When you're asking for direction, it's right there. He's just a total pro, isn't he?
Donnie's a big leg punter. He's been in this league for a while now. He's punted at a really high level for a long period of time, consistently throughout his careers. There's been a couple of ups and downs along the way, but for the most part, he's been really a solid punter in this league. In my opinion, he's done a great job for us. He's continuing to improve, but he's a great punter. He's a great asset for us and our football team. We're excited to have him here.
You see competition, though, when it gets down to it?
I think Brad Wing's done a great job. We're excited about him. They're both from LSU. It's kind of a unique situation.
And a mentor. Brad said that Donnie has really helped him along.
Yeah, no question. And they're working together out there on the field. They've both done a great job with each other. But we're excited for both those players. I think both of them are very talented. I think they both have a bright future.
Dave, do you chart every kick? And is every single, every kick, every hang time, every direction down to the nth degree in this OTA period?
We chart everything they do.
Yeah. Wow. And I guess you don't rush to judgment, right? It's done in a collective manner, the evaluation.
No, yeah, you're looking at a whole body of work, and then ultimately, at the end of the day, the most important thing they do is punt in games on Sundays in stadiums with lights on, and we won't know any of that until we get into the preseason.
Tell us about the return game. We all want more explosiveness. We all want kicks that go the distance. We know DeSean Jackson has done it. Felix Jones has done it. Yet DeMarz Johnson has done it. A lot of candidates, it looks like, you can pull from.
Yeah, you and me both. but the best thing that we have going for us, we have a bunch of great players here, a bunch of guys who have returned in football games and done an incredible job, really. So we're in a fortunate situation the way I see it. We all like to be explosive. To me, it doesn't come down to just one player. The returner is a big part of that. But it's also 10 other guys on the football field, and we got to block for them, set up the return. But I'm excited with what we've had. Those guys have done a great job in the practices so far, and we'll let the competition play out and see where the chips fall.
Your first shot, David, running the whole show on special teams. How's it gone so far for you? What have you learned about yourself?
It's been outstanding. Honestly, I mean, I love what I do every day. I come to work. I'm thrilled to death to be here. I love the job I have. I work with great players. Working for Coach Kelly and this organization has been exceptional. So to me, I'm actually doing, I wouldn't trade anything for, you know, I mean, I'm doing exactly what I love to do every day. It's been unbelievable.
Two of us. Hey, man, good luck.
Thanks a lot.
We look forward to seeing it in September, actually before that, in August when the preseason begins. Dave Phipp here in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.